Sota, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis, 7-2, and now we have reached a watershed in the Masechta. You could almost think of the old Masechta, Masechta Sota being done, and now a new Masechta is beginning, so to speak, because we're not looking back to Sota at all. The structure of the rest of the Masechta is that this Mishnah here essentially serves as a topic sentence, and the rest of the Masechta sort of explicates that this Mishnah. So the Mishnah starts by saying, Ve'elu ne'emar in b'lashon hakodesh, the following list of items must be recited in specifically lashon hakodesh, in Hebrew as the verses have them. We'll have a list of eight different, I'll call them halachic phenomena, eight different declarations that have to happen. And the structure will be that after we have a list of eight things here in Mishnah Beis, then the first six of the eight, each of the following six Mishnahs, essentially, there'll be one Mishnah per item on the list. And then the last two items, which refer to the Egla Rufa, the decapitated calf, and the Kohen Mashuach L'Melchama, the declaration that this special Kohen says as the Jews go out to war, those will each get whole chapters themselves, meaning chapter 8 of the Masechta will be talking about the halachas of Egla Rufa, and then chapter 9 will be dedicated to the halachas of going out to war. Okay, and that'll end the Masechta. So here, Mishnah Beis, I'm going to actually be very brief here because every one of the words of this Mishnah will be re-explored in subsequent Mishnayos. Here it says, Elu ne'amarim b'lashon hakodesh, the following things must be said in specifically Hebrew as the verse in Hebrew in the Torah specifies. They are Mikra Bikurim, the declaration that's made when one brings his bikurim, his first fruits. That'll be the next Mishnah, so I'll explain more over there. V'chalitza, the give and take that the a widow whose husband died without any children and her brother-in-law, they have a discussion there back and forth regarding him not wanting to marry her, as the Torah prescribes, that's done in Hebrew. Again, that's the next Mishnah Dalet. Brachos v'klalos, this is referring to the blessing and curses that the Jews had when they all lined up at the entrance to Israel on these two mountains, that Har Gerizim and Har Eval, more and they had to say these certain blessings and curses, and everyone said Amen. That again, I'll explain in the next mission after that. Birkas Kohanim, that is the what's referred to as Nesias Kapayim or Duchening, oftentimes. Here, it's those three verses that the Kohanim say in Eretz Yisrael every morning, as well as Sephardic communities. In Chutz La'aretz, it's more rare, just on Yom Tov, etc. But in any case, the priestly blessing that they declare must be said specifically in those specific 15 Hebrew words that the Torah prescribes. Ubirkas Kohen Gadol. This has got to do with the recitation of the Kohen Gadol. After he completes his avoda on Yom Kippur, he reads from the parash regarding the vote of Yom Kippur, and then says eight brachas. That's all done in Hebrew. We'll see in the next Mishnah coming up. Ufarshas HaMelech. HaMelech, this is talking about essentially what we call Hakel. Okay, this is the reading that a king does on Chol Hamoed of Sukkos after the Shemitah year. And I'll say more about it over there. He has to do his reading in Hebrew. Ufarshas Egla Rufa, the declaration that the... So Egla Rufa, super briefly, is when a body is found in the wilderness, and we don't know, this poor Jew died, we don't know who killed him. So then the Sanhedrin will measure out which is the closest town to the corpse, and the elders of that town will have to do a special procedure, which we'll describe at length, and they have to say certain things, and what they have to say has to be said in Hebrew, as the Torah prescribes, word for word. And finally, U'mashuach milchama b'sha'ash medaber el ha'am, the Kohen who has been anointed to address the people specifically for that job, telling them not to be afraid. So his speech is written in Sefer Devarim, and he has to say the exact prescription that the Torah tells him to. He must say it in those Hebrew words as they are. Again, that will be discussed at length in the beginning of the ninth parak. So that's the end of this Mishnah, and now we'll unpack it piece by piece throughout the rest of the Masechta.